The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. We got to look at all of the pain day games on Sunday in the NFL like we always do here on C2C. You started off in Gillette Stadium, Foxborough. The side is the Pats. Welcome in the Colts and Sam Ehlinger as their quarterback. He didn't get it done against Washington. Now he's taking on Mac Jones and the Pats up in Boston. New England laying 5.5, 40 is the number. The Pats are 4-4, 1-2 at home, surprisingly. The Colts now 3-4-1 and 1-2-1 away from Lucas Oil in Indianapolis. The Pats have won 3 of 4, their only blemish, the loss in primetime to the Bears, 33-14, but they shut out the Lions 29-0 and won at the Browns 38-15 before losing to the Bears. Then they rebound with the win at Snoopy and East Rutherford against the Jets last Sunday, 22-17. They always beat the Jets. The Chargers and Falcons hook up at the Benz in Atlanta. The Chargers 4-3, 2-1 away. The Falcons in first place, 4-4, 3-1 at home in Hot Town. The Chargers, however, are laying 3. 49.5 is the number. Can you even believe the Falcons are in first in the NFC South after they got by the Panthers miraculously after they threw the Hail Mary, Carolina? Then you get the penalty on Moore. They missed the extra point. It goes to overtime, and the Falcons won it by 3. They didn't cover, but they won, and now they sit alone in first. We'll see what the Chargers can do with Atlanta in Hot Town on Sunday. The Dolphins and Bears hook up at Soldier Field in Chicago in the Windy City. The Dolphins suddenly lit, and they have gotten better with Chubb now signed to a long-term extension for $119 million in Miami. Taking on the Bears and Mr. Fields, 3-5, 2-1 at home. Miami laying 5, 45.5 the number. The Finns have won 2 straight. They beat the Steelers 16-10 and then got by the Lions at Ford Field 31-27. Meanwhile, the Bears have dropped 4 of 5. The only win was the game in Foxborough against the Pats, surprisingly, that they got by New England 33-14, ran it down their throats, but they had lost previously 3 in a row before that game to the Giants. And at the Vikings, both of those road games, they lost at home to the Commanders 12-7. Then they beat the Pats. Then they went down to Dallas and got whacked by the Cowboys last Sunday 49-29. the Panthers go to the jungle to see the Bengals. Cincinnati laying 7, 42.5 is the number. The Panthers now 2-6, winless on the road, 0-3. The Bengals are 500 and 2-1 at home in the jungle. I got to tell you, I thought the Bengals looked like crap against the Browns in Cleveland on the Monday night game. They got whacked 32-13. Meanwhile, they had won two straight going into that game. They had won it at New Orleans 30-26, and they beat the Falcons at home easily, doubled them up 35-17. So to see them perform in Cleveland like they didn't care, like it didn't matter, like they weren't even trying. And little did I know that Burrow never beats the Browns. He's never beat them. That's crazy. And I'll give credit where it's due. P.J. Walker's been the best quarterback for the Panthers, way better than Baker Mayfield. So going forward, I think they're going to roll with him. The Packers and Lions hook up at Ford Field, another 1 o'clock game in Detroit, Rock City, baby. Packers favored by 3.5. 49.5 is the number. The Packers are 3-5, a dismal 1-3 away from Lambeau. But the Lions really reek. They stink. 1-6, 1-3 at home. They are flat out awful. I am sick and tired of listening to Dan Campbell's excuses and his constant "we're close" proclamations. This guy saying we're close. My ass, you're close, bruh. I never thought I'd see the day that with Aaron Rodgers at the helm that they'd lose 4 in a row, but they have. They lost to the Giants by 5 in London. They lost to the Jets big 27-10 at Lambeau. They lost at DC to the Commanders at the dump in Landover 23-21, and then they got beat by 10 by the Bills on the Sunday nighter. The Lions have dropped 5 in a row. They lost at the Vikings 28-24, to Seattle at home by 3, at New England 29-0. That was ugly. And then at the Cowboys 24-6, another pathetic performance. Then they lose to the Dolphins at home last week in Detroit 31-27. God, are they awful. The Bills and Jets could be the game of the week. It's Snoopy and East Rutherford. Buffalo laying 12.5. 46.5 is the number. Buffalo 6-1 and 3-1 on the streets. Jets 5-3, 1-3 at home under Robert Saleh. After winning 4 in a row, they finally lost to the Pats, the team that owns them, 22-17 last week. But they had beaten the Steelers with a rally, 24-20. They beat the Finns easy, 40-17. They went to Lambeau and spanked the Pack, and went to Denver and got by the Broncos, 16-9 in an ugly game. Now they got to get focused and take on perhaps the best team in the NFL in the Buffalo Bills. The Bills have surged, winning 4 in a row. They won at the Ravens with a huge rally, 23-20. They beat the Steelers easy, 38-3, spanked their ass, went to Arrowhead, knocked off Mahomes and the Chiefs, 24-20, and then beat the Packers by 10 on Sunday Night Football in Chavanov to Buffalo. The Vikings and Commanders are also at 1 o'clock at the dump in Landover. Minnesota laying 3, 43 and a hook is the number. The Commanders under Heineken have been playing some solid football. The great rally in Indy last week on the last possession to win it. A great bomb to McLaurin set up the winning touchdown. Heineken did it himself. He snuck it into the end zone to win it for Washington. But they take on a Vikings team that's 6-1, 2-1 on the road. And they've been impressive, whether people like it or not. Nobody thinks they're a good football team. How are you 6-1 and you're not a good football team? It's impossible. They've won 5 straight. They beat the Lions 28-24, the Saints 28-25, all close games. Bears by 7, 29-22. They went to Miami. They won that one by 8. And then they had the Cards at U.S. Bank in Mini last week and beat them 34-26. And they covered. Meanwhile, the Condoms have won 3 in a row at the Bears 12-7. It was ugly, but a W counts. They beat the Packers by 2. Miracle. Then they win by 1 with the late rally in Indy last week at Lucas Oil. So they're hot all of a sudden. And they're in it. They're 500, and they are in it because of Taylor Heinicke. Frankly, unless he gets injured, I don't think you're going to see him backing up Wentz anymore. It's going to be the other way around. Ice cold Heinicke is now the starter, I think, if he's healthy, for the rest of the season. Remember, they got Chase Young about to come back and start dancing. He's been practicing. The Raiders and Jags are also a 1 o'clock start in Jacksonville at TIA Bank Field. Vegas laying 1.5, 48 the number. Both of these teams are awful. The Raiders are 2-5 and 0-4 away. The Jags are 2-6 and 1-3 at home. I can't trust either one of them. I watched the Raiders last week in New Orleans puke. They got shut out 24-0. They couldn't get past midfield except once late in the game. It was their worst performance I've seen in years. Josh McDaniels apologized for it. The only good game they've had was the Texans game where they blew out Houston 38-20. Before that, they lost to the Chiefs. They played well in Kansas City, but they lost 30-29. So they've dropped 2 of 3. And last week was so bad, how can you trust them even going to Jacksonville and performing? With that effort, where they're shut out, and they look like they quit. They didn't even try. How do you bet on this team? The Jaguars are back to being the Jaguars. They've lost 5 in a row. They lost at the Eagles by 8. They lost to the Texans 13-6 at home. Lost in Indy 34-27. Lost to the Giants in Jacksonville. And that was 23-17. Then lost to the Broncos 21-17 in London. They had that game, but of course they blew it. So I don't trust them either as far as you could spit. Now the 4 o'clock games, you got the Seahawks and Cardinals at State Farm in Glendale, Arizona. By the time I get to racially profiled Arizona, Cardinals are 3-5, 1-3 at home. Seahawks, impressive, 5-3, 2-2 away. Arizona the favorite here, though, laying 2, 49 and a hook is the number. The Cards have lost 3 of 4. The only win was against the Saints. They went to Mini last week and lost by 8. The Seahawks have won 3 in a row, and they just came off a huge win in Seattle over the Giants, 27-13. Before that, they beat the Chargers in L.A. and the Cardinals at home in Seattle. The Rams play the Bucs, and it is must-win time for Tom Brady. And for the Rams, for that matter, they're both awful. Rams 3-4, 1-1 away. Bucks now 3-5 and 1-3 at home. Tampa favored by 3, 42.5 is the number. Tampa's lost 3 in a row. The Rams, meanwhile, have lost 3 of 4. Now, the Sunday nighter's going to be at Arrowhead, Titans and Chiefs. It looks good on paper. Tennessee 5-2, 3-1 away. Chiefs 5-2 and 2-1 at home. Kansas City laying 12.5, 45.5 is the number. The Chiefs have won 3 of 4. Tennessee's won 5 straight.
Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.